Ask the Podcast Coach for January 24th, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach. It's Saturday, and this is where you come to get your podcast questions answered live. I am your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. Find me over there at School of Podcasting.com. And joining me, it wouldn't be Saturday without my buddy Jim Collison from the Average Guy.tv. Jim, how's it going?
Greetings, Dave. Broadcasting to you live in voice mode again today on Google Plus, because I always forget to change that over to studio. I don't know why I know it makes me sound more bass, maybe a little more like Barry White.
Smooth jazz.
That's Matt, the Barry White of podcasters.
But if you'd like to call in, we do have a call, a pre-recorded call. And that reminds me, I got to switch over. We're still doing the beta test of Blog Talk Radio. And that number, of course, it's 347-850-8007. You can join us. We have a chat room going on over at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. But if you want to call in and hear your smiling voice on the air, it's 347-850-8007. And it would be great to have you there. But let's see. Let's go to that call that we got in. It's from it's an interesting scenario that it's a question about, because we're on iHeartRadio. And we did that through Spreaker. And Justin has a question about that.
Hello, Dave. My name is Justin Harvey from West Virginia. I listen to your show every Saturday, and I rather enjoy it. I enjoy your tips and whatnot. But I do have a question for you, and this may be, like, unorthodox, but, I'm a disabled individual that has their own podcast, the Justin Harvey Show, which I feature guests like Don the Dragon Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, Ernie Reyes Jr. and Sr., and many other celebrities. In fact, I'm being inducted into the USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame this year for my work and dedication to my little program. But where I do not work, a lot of these paid sites I cannot get on, and I just wanted your advice on how to get iHeartRadio to look at my program. And I've reached the required 100 followers, which what I did was I started a campaign on Facebook, and a lot of my Facebook friends and celebrity friends have chipped in and helped out, but yet again, iHeart, the approval process is just still sitting there saying, you know, pending approval. So I just, you know, I wanted your input. You know, I wanted your thoughts, because I don't use copyrighted music or anything like that. And what I do to record is I bought an iPhone app that records my phone calls at any given time, so I'm not restricted there. So, I would like to encourage you guys to please follow my podcast. You know, it's my outlet to the world, because with my disability, I have cerebral palsy, and I'm not able to travel a whole lot. So, that's what makes my story unique. So, look up the Justin Harvey Show on Spreaker, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. And I hope it makes your Saturday episode, because I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Justin. And I wish I had better news for you. But much like iTunes, iHeartRadio, you submit it and you sit and you wait. And here's the bad news. At one point, Paul Culligan and I were going to work on a book together about iHeartRadio. There's really not much to write about. But here's the thing, because I've talked to some folks. I've talked to the folks at Spreaker about this, because you're not the only person that goes, what do you got to do? I submitted, like, you know, 2 years ago, and not quite that bad, but you wait a while. And you said the key point there. What will get you knocked out of iHeartRadio is any kind of licensed music. And I know I submitted the Logical Weight Loss podcast, and they kicked me out, even though my intro music is licensed music, but I got permission. And I thought, you know, I could send them the emails I have that say, yeah, go ahead and use it. And I just went, you know what, never mind. But the thing is, like you're saying, I don't have any kind of music. It's all royalty free. The bad news is a lot of people are submitting stuff that does. So consequently, and from what I understand, mammoth amounts of people are submitting their stuff to iHeartRadio. So there's a lot of people that they're going, you know, they check every single one. So the line is long. And then the bad news is, from what I understand, people submit it, it gets rejected. And what do? They turn right around and submit it again. So it's just sit and wait. And now, on the other hand, I haven't looked at my numbers in a while. I don't get a ton of listeners on iHeartRadio. I don't promote it a whole lot. But on the other hand, you get more, in my opinion, and that's all this is, you get more from iHeartRadio to be able to say, I'm on iHeartRadio than actually, you know what I mean? It looks good on the resume, as heard of on iHeartRadio, because people are like, well, iHeartRadio, he must know what he's talking about. So, yeah, not, Jim,
Yeah, it certainly takes a lot of time. We're submitting through Gallup. I'm submitting these new feeds that we've been creating through iHeartRadio. It just takes forever.
Yeah.
To get it done. And, you know, there are sticklers also on the number of episodes you have. So you have to have at least 5 in the can before you go to them. They don't. And then if it's not regular, and I think it's weekly is their requirement, that you're out. So it's one of those things that now they won't kick you out, but they, because I have some old podcasts in there that have pod faded and they're still in iHeartRadio. So they're not monitoring what's there. But if you go to apply, they're going to check, like you said, they're going to check what you're doing. Then they're going to check how frequent you are. And if you're not frequent, right, if you don't have a show in the last 2 weeks, they won't approve you. So make sure you're putting your shows up regularly and consistently on Spreaker. That's the key. They got to be on Spreaker to get that done. And then and then just wait. You know, the good news is I think iTunes has sped things up. So I've been getting very, very quick turnarounds. We've been creating these new feeds in usually a couple, 3 days.
Yeah.
And I've got an answer back.
Scott Johnson from Computer Tutor Florida. Oh, Scott, help me. Ultimate Finishers. That's going to drive me nuts. I'll have to find that by the end of the show. But he started a new show. Was originally going to be video and then went, hey, you know what? Audio's kind of quicker. And switched to audio and submitted it. And I want to say it was 48 hours. It was really quick, the turnaround.
On iTunes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've been really good about turning around. After the holiday, they've been pretty good with me about turning them around. So.
Well, and speaking of turning around, last week we talked about how Stitcher couldn't get your feeds updated. And you were kind of like, hey, guys, hey, thanks. You know, I gave you 3. You updated 1. Any update on that?
Yeah. So it's, you know, we always complain when it doesn't go right, but we never kind of come back around and finish the story. So what I found out is I just sent them back 1 at a time. So I just sent those feeds back and emails 1 at a time, and boom, at one point they sent an email back and said, okay, we did it. And I checked the feed and it still wasn't right. And I said, are you sure? And finally they got, and what the deal was is I've changed the name of my show. And so I wanted them, it was saying Home Tech, and it's called Home Gadget Geeks now. And so I wanted them just to get that change, because when you search for Home Gadget Geeks in Stitcher, you weren't finding it. And I want to say, I'm really trying to for most listeners, I'm really trying to drive them to 2 locations. If you have an iPhone, use the podcast apps. If you're on Android, use Stitcher. There's other things they can do that's great, but for the listener who isn't currently doing it, especially on our Gallup podcasts where we have a lot of non-tech listeners there. I really just, because options, I said this before, options equal confusion. So you I want to give them really 1 option. Hey, look, if you're on Android, use Stitcher. Well, when I said that, I looked at my own podcast. I'm like, can I find my own podcast in Stitcher? And so I looked, as I was looking up, I realized it was, they still had the old name. So anyways, Stitcher got back to me. They were very helpful. They're actually really responsive on their content at Stitcher.com. I think that's the email address that you use for their support. If you have any questions, go to their support portal and they'll help you out there. I just submitted an account for Gallup for Stitcher because I'm going to start pushing our Gallup podcast to Stitcher as well. That takes a couple, 3, 4, 5 days for them to approve as well. So I'm waiting for that approval to come back to get into their portal. So resolved. They changed it. Looks great. They updated stuff. Everything's good. If you have questions on Stitcher, best thing to do. And somebody said tweet them, and that actually didn't work. I tweeted them a couple times and got nothing back from them via Twitter.
That's surprising.
The email address worked. So, you know, maybe you have to do different different modes to get it done. But I think it's content@stitcher.com is their support, and they have a fairly quick – they were pretty quick in getting back to me. Even when it was wrong, they were pretty quick in getting back to me.
Hey, we just – you know, we like to teach people and give them tips and things like that. I'm sitting here listening going, why is the iPad today just – there's a lot of like hiss and then – yeah. As soon as I unplugged the iPad, all the hiss went away. I'm like, okay. I wish I use a soundbite to play all of our fun-filled little, stuff.
Whoa!
And I hate the fact that I have to plug it in and load it through iTunes. And I know Daniel was talking about that thing from Ambrosia, and I saw that was one of the cracks. I love Boss Jock Studio because I can just throw things in Dropbox and then tie Boss Jock Studio to, so no cable involved, basically. And I actually started looking at that Ambrosia software, and I went, aside from it's a pain in the butt to get stuff into Soundbite, and Boss Jock Studio would work. Boss Jock Studio isn't really primarily a cart machine. It's meant to be able to record the whole thing. So it would kind of work, but when you have multiple shows like I do, and I am doing more and more stuff where I'm playing stuff live on my shows, I needed something with multiple inputs, and that's really where that Ambrosia thing comes in. But it sounds like I have to plug it into my Mac to get it, and I'm like, that's the whole thing, is getting the stuff on and off. And it's kind of a pain in the butt. I did want to go back. I just thought of something. You were talking about changing the name of your show. In the clip we had from Justin, and again, Justin, thanks for calling that in. I noticed you said, look for the Justin Harvey Show on Spreaker. Just a tip, a better way would just say whatever your website is. You know, buy that website, Justin Harvey Show or whatever it is, and definitely put that out there because you just want to make it easy for people. You know, like when people say, find me in iTunes. I'm like, no, go make a pretty link and, school a podcast or ask the podcastcoach.com/iTunes or whatever it is. And that will always help.
Although I do think it's not bad to remind them of the apps that are available for
right.
them. So, hey, use the podcast app in iOS 6 or, iOS 8, or I wouldn't say it that way. On your iPhone, find the podcast app. It's right there. You can't miss it, right? So audibly trigger them to think, oh yeah, and they won't do it that time. But if you say it consistently every time, they will remember that and they'll check it out. As well as, like I said, I think Stitcher is the way to go on Android from that point. And then Daniel jumped in chat, and I think Jason said as well, on Spreaker, they've now combined iHeartRadio and their own downloads into one stat. So they used to break them out, and now it's just called, I think it's just called on demand. On demand. It says here in their notes, if you go out to your Spreaker stats, which is pretty interesting. They are getting better with, they're improving things over there. They keep adding these little pieces. But it says on demand includes plays from iHeartRadio and YouTube. Because remember we talked about that right. YouTube option where you can ship it over there. Those stats seem to be coming back. So no way to break those out right now, but you do get some good breakdown on your shows there. One of the things I found fun to do is to go to the geolocation tab there, and it'll break it down by top countries as well as top cities. And one of the little engagement plays that I do is I take the top 5 cities, copy, and I paste them into the Facebook group and say, hey, who's from these cities, right? If you're trying to create engagement, because people want to identify, go Los Angeles or go Denver or whatever, So ironically, something must have happened on my Spreaker stats, because one day typically I get 30 plays a day on Spreaker. One day it hit 100. That was one place that downloaded it 100 times or whatever. So my top city El Cajon, California, is at 53% of my plays, but it's an anomaly, right? It doesn't make sense. So.
It's kind of funny because I talk on, you know, I have this show, I have the school podcast. I always forget, like, did I say this? Did I say last week on the new media show, Rob Greenlee and Todd, I don't know if it was last week, the week before, mentioned that Clear Channel or whoever owns iHeartRadio was having serious financial problems? Did I mention that here?
No.
Yeah, and I just thought when I heard they changed that, they took the stat out, I'm like, is that a premonition?
Let me be clear, though, and thanks to Mike and Jason out there in chat. Those stats are found under sources. It's just not in the top bar graph that's across the top. So in the very top bar graph, they combine it together. And then if you go to the sources tab under stats, and this is, again, why Spreaker's changing stuff all the time, right? They are really working hard. It breaks down. It's my sources in this case are other, and then Spreaker, comma website, and then there's an iHeartRadio tab, and then it says Facebook, Sonos, all the Spreaker apps that are
Sonos.
Available.
Interesting.
Sonos is an option. Yeah, Sonos, and then Spreaker iPhone, Spreaker Android, Spreaker iPod Touch, TheAverageGuy.tv, my own site, Spreaker iPad, MediaFire, which is interesting because we use the MediaFire guys over there, Windows Media Player, and Twitter. So. Those breakdowns are, and in my case, other comprises 26%, where Spreaker, the website, comes in at number two at 23%, and then iHeartRadio comes in at 16%.
Well, there is a I'm calling an audible on myself. There is it's not new. I've talked about let me see, what is the name of them yet? Audiometric.io, and they are going to start having – this is the place that we'll pay you to host, your files on their hosting. Now, what's interesting is I kind of went over and was playing with it, and you know me, I love to test everything. And the fun part is they don't have the you don't get to pick who the ad is. Like, you know, they're going to have some new ads. I'm like, cool. Do I get to approve who does and who doesn't? And they kind of went, no. And I went, okay. And for a while, they made it really hard to get the link to your MP3, because I'm like, you know, most people that are going to use this are going to copy and paste it into PowerPress. And at one point, you just walked in and you clicked on it, and you gave you the link, and then all of a sudden that went away. And I went, that's not good. And what I found, at least, and now I can do this if I think about it. If I log into my account, which I will do as we speak. For the record, really good support over there. They don't meet my needs because they really whack your file name. I haven't checked to see if, what they do to ID3 tags. But I'll try to do this. Now, Jim, it might be weird because I'm going to change this to where I'm actually going to send the sound. So you, if you talk, you'll have an echo because I'm going to turn the thing up. But it's just a really brief. Here we go.
Did you know podcasts reach millions of people?
Okay,
every
that's
month?
The wrong knob.
Podcast.
It was a little different. Could you hear that at all, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Did you know podcasts reach millions of people every month? Podcast advertising is a great way to reach new customers. In fact, you'll be speaking directly to them. Visit audiometric.io now to find out more.
So that's, it's not, you know, obnoxious. It's today on more. Okay. And according to this, I have no idea what the CPM is. I'm up to 7 cents. So I'm not sure what I'm going to spend that on. You have to get to $100 to get a check.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And there's
2027, you'll get your check.
Exactly. So I was like, okay. So it was just interesting. It's like, okay, here's, you know, and the thing that's cool, they did listen. They got my tip when they first launched. I said, what if somebody puts their podcast on here? They grow their audience and, hey, they're tired of making, whatever the cut is, because they split the ads 50-50. And I said, what if they want to leave? So they now have a redirect, super easy redirect feed in there. I was like, okay, well, it'll be interesting to see. But if it's a person, you know, the person's like, I want a podcast for absolutely free, you know, and you don't mind that they whack your your file name. And like I said, I haven't checked ID3 tags. They do have an iTunes feed, and you can leave. Their show notes are crap because you can't put links in there. So a couple things that I was like, you know, and their stats are meh at best. It's like, here's how many downloads you had. They have a couple weird things where I can see how many people are listening live. Like, how many people are listening? Like, right now, I can see in the United States, I have one person listening to my stuff. And, yeah, I see a note here. They have an interesting chat system that when you have a ticket, it shows up in your interface. And I can see where, I think his name is Chris, says, we do have a number of ads that will be approved over the next week. So I can see kind of where people are coming from. It's, you know, I was like, all right, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, well, it makes sense that they don't let you pick because, I mean, they've got a pretty narrow selection probably themselves of what they have available. So they got to kind of say, I mean, they got to pitch it until they get bigger. I mean, maybe if as more use them, they'll get bigger. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah. So, but hey, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in, that number is 347-850-8007. That's again, 347-850-8007. And you want to feel good? Anybody want to feel good?
I want to feel good.
I did this week, and I was amazed at how good I felt. He's in the chat room. Reverend Ken Blanchard from Black Man with a Gun is launching a new – he's been doing, obviously, guns, right? He's kind of a gun guy. And he's launching – he's kind of branching out, and he's doing a that's why I'm running over to his website. See, this is what I get for not making notes. He's launching a new podcast, and he's using a kind of a like a Kickstarter type thing, and it is at I'm waiting for the website to come up. Indiegogo. I'll put this in the chat room, and so I went over and I was like, hey, you know what? My buddy's starting a new show. I could go to the movies or I could help my buddy. And so I helped my buddy and I was amazed at how, like, I was like, wow, that's cool. I actually helped somebody get further to their dream. And he's going to try to launch his new thing. And as opposed to going and seeing a really horrible movie and paying too much for popcorn and that whole nine yards. And I went, you know what? I should start doing that more often. And giving back, as they say.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call. It's a good way to do it too.
Yeah, I was like, I'd heard of Indiegogo. I'd never actually had participated. It was an easy kind of thing to do. You just go there and you do the PayPal or the credit card or whatever you're doing. But I was like, I was amazed at when I got done. I was like, well, that
was... Does he have a goal that he's shooting for?
There is a goal. I just closed the website. And he is looking for... Ken, you should call in, buddy. 347-850-8007. He's looking to raise 5 G's. Because I think he's got a, you know, it's an outdoor show, and so he probably needs different equipment and,
no, that's cool.
Yeah. So
good way to do it.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. But, that was something I did that I did not expect to have that kind of, he says, launching a crowdfunding for a show before I launch it. Yep. And, since they're in the chat room, I know Jason and Daniel both use that sound card I was talking about. How do you guys get stuff on that before I go spending out $20 for an app? And it's not the $20. I just don't want to buy something I don't use. I would love to know how you guys get files on that, because I love the fact that you can have multiple kind of configurations. So I could have one for Ask the Podcast Coach. I could have one for School of Podcasting and kind of go that route. But would love to know how you do that. So,
well, you know, this crowdsourced stuff, you know, crowdsourced podcasting, that kind of stuff, really works and only works when your crowd is super engaged in that. So if you're a new podcaster and you have not gathered several thousand people, and just remember, you're going to only get a very, very small percentage of people who follow you to actually participate in something like this. You're going to get, since the numbers are so small, it's just the math. You just got to do the math. You got to get a certain number of people. Probably a good test, if you thought you wanted to do this, a good test would be to do a survey.
Yeah.
And see what your response rate is, right? So if you send out a survey to your audience and you get 3 people to come back, well, doing a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo campaign may not necessarily be your best option, you know, to do something like that. If you get hundreds to respond back, well, you got a good chance in most of these cases, sometimes you get you've got to find a one big donor who will come in and kind of get it going and get it kickstarted. That's kind of the key. Everything I've seen where people do crowdfunding or whatever, it's usually a big donor who comes in and does matching or something like that that kind of helps out. So I know we have a call.
Yes. And speaking of surveys, we'll be giving away a free year at the School of Podcasting later. Ending in, if I get my, there it is, ending in 3249. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
Hey, guys, this is Ken Blanchard.
There he is, buddy. So,
thank you, man, so much.
And, it was very cool, and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. What was it like on your side?
Man, I almost cried. I mean, because you're Dave Jackson, and you actually, helped a little guy.
So, hey, Ken, I want to make sure I got your audio right. Which way?
Hold him for a second. I don't think we can hear him. Ken, hold one sec.
There we go. Now, have you seen? Right.
There we go. Awesome.
Okay. There we go.
I was started over. Now everybody's there.
Yeah, he was just saying that it was got so. So give us the you're starting this new thing, and
yeah, after 7 years of podcasting, following you guys and all the best practices, because I've made so many mistakes over the 7 years of doing stuff, and 20 years of being online, that I decided to try this crowdfunding thing. But not necessarily for the money. The money is like secondary. The first is I was talking to a marketing guy. I think I even queried Seth Godin one time, and he actually responded back. And he said there's a huge chasm between people who give away free stuff and the people who actually pay. So in actually trying to do this crowdfunding thing, I'm trying to see if my concept is worthy of money. And unlike a lot of things that I've done, this one actually has some buzz. A whole bunch of older contacts that I've had over the last 10 years have said, hey, send me a proposal over and we'll see if we can add you to our advertising budget or whatever. So it might actually work. So that's where I'm going.
How hard was it to set up the campaign?
Indigo is really easy. It's easier than Kickstarter. Kickstarter requires you to have an abstract, a concept, has to be an artsy kind of thing. And if it doesn't go, you get nothing. Indigo, it's if somebody donates, you get the money. I mean, they take a little chunk out of it, but it's real cash. So if you don't make it to 100%, you're still a dollar ahead than you were yesterday with nothing.
Oh, that's cool. Because I was going to say, what's the big difference between, Kickstarter and Indiegogo?
Yeah, one's all or nothing.
And this one is, if they donate, you get it, and you're closer to where you were. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Money does motivate you, though. I mean, you can actually see, when somebody gives you $20, man, it's like $100 when you're broke.
Well, and I was seeing where, you know, there were a couple people giving you the, you know, which is cool. Nothing against giving a buck or five. And I'm like, well, hold on a second, you know. And it's like I go to movies and I spend, you know, by the time I buy a ticket and popcorn, I'm out $20 and I got to fill up my own Coke. That's the thing that's driving me crazy lately. And I just went, well, you know, I'm not going to the movies tonight, so I'm going to give it to my buddy Ken. So I was like, all right, well, cool. Well, good.
That's why I got emotional. So, I did, man, for real. I was like, wow, Dave Jackson. I was like, let me start sniffling here. I mean, no joke, man. It was cool.
Awesome. Well, best of luck with that, man. Do you have like a date that stops then, obviously?
I'm going for Valentine's Day. It's 30 days to see where I am. And the bad part was I'm starting this shooting, hunting, and outdoor fishing kind of a show during a time when the largest shooting, hunting, and outdoor fishing convention was in Vegas this week, and I missed it. So my timing was a little off. I should have been at the show announcing this thing, but that's okay.
Next year, right?
Next year. We go there strong.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Awesome. All right, man. Anything else?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy.
No, this. I'm just glad to be a part of this thing. Every once in a while, I throw like a sad commentary or a stupid joke just to keep things light. But I love you guys. And the folks in the chat room rock.
It is. It's a lot of fun, man. So, all right. Well, enjoy your weekend.
All right, man. I'm back on the chat.
There you go. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, Ken will actually, he doesn't know this. We, on Monday, on the podcast review show, we did a little, just a little baby show on your show intro. And Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach, was listening to Ken's show and just was explaining, Ken's just such a unique guy. And so we play a couple of clips of Ken on that show. So, Jim, let's go. You know what? The one thing I was looking for this morning, and I had some minor issues with my camera. That's why we started a smidge late, is I wanted to find some cool, like, hey, you won music kind of thing. And I was,
oh, yeah.
And I was like,
some drum roll or something like that.
So we got, we got nothing. So
that's okay.
But, I did a thing, and I ended up with 90 pages of notes from this thing.
This thing was a survey?
A survey. I wanted to know, and it's interesting because, you know, I've always wondered, you know, do people like the hour-long format? And I'm talking about the school of podcasting, not so much ask the podcast coach. And, yeah, overwhelmingly, people are like, yeah, please keep it at an hour. And I'm like, really? Because I always, you know, I went through and I looked at this, you know, and it was like most everybody listens to the whole thing. Some people listen to almost all of it. You know, and then there were some people that said, because I said, I'm thinking about doing a show where it's going to be one topic, about 15 minutes. And some people said, okay. But a lot of people said, I hate short shows. They said, what I would do with that show is I would look at the topic and that would determine if I listened to it or not. So, but I got some interesting insights as to why people don't podcast. My audience is a lot more female than I thought it was going to be, because it used to be like, you know, 98% male, and I think it's like now 80-20, which I thought was interesting.
No, 80 on the female side, well, to 20, me, or let me on the guy side?
Let me pull up my stats. 80 on the male side. Yeah, it's still predominantly male, but it's always been just ridiculously male, you know, and I will pull up my stats. But while I'm doing that, if you could please, and just for the record, Jim, right, we have not talked about this. There's no...
No, yeah, no, it's you're
completely blind as to what you're doing.
I really don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I just need you to pick a number, any number between 1 and 103.
1 and 103. And the first number that popped into my head was 67.
All right. So I'm scrolling. Here, hold on a second. Let's, okay. I don't have anybody's email address, so I can actually, let me share my screen. And the number you picked was 67, you said?
67. Seven, that is 67. Right. Not that I've ever done bingo before.
So you should see an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And number 67 is Henry Jasper. You are officially a winner of a year subscription at the School of Podcasting.
Who is that again?
I know you were going to do that. I'm like, you know what? As soon as I close the spreadsheet, I'm like, oh, what was his name again? Henry Jasper.
Henry Jasper is the winner.
So,
congratulations, Henry.
Yes, thank you very much to everybody who filled out the survey. It is really, I used Poll Daddy, and the only kind of, they want $200 to be the, if you did a lot of polls, and I liked Poll Daddy because they make it really easy to put your poll anywhere. Like, there are some plugins, but they don't really give you like an embed code. Usually it's just a short code on your website. So I love the fact that, and Poll Daddy's owned by WordPress. But I didn't feel like putting out $200 so I could export the information. So I was just, this morning I was looking at it, copying it and pasting it into my Excel spreadsheet, which wasn't hard, but that's what I was doing this morning. But yeah, let me,
But you got some good, I think the point is you got some really good data back.
Oh yeah.
From your listeners.
People,
right?
Are like, yes, that's a $99 value.
But now remember on the hour thing, right? I think there's got to be a caveat here with the hour thing.
Uh-huh.
The 103 you got back are most likely your most engaged listeners.
Right.
So they're going to tend to go, let's go longer, right? It's still a little biased.
Right.
Because this is a self-selected survey. It's not sample. It's not even census. You did self-selected. you tend to get your most engaged, your most excited folks. So it doesn't surprise me. We did this as well as our podcast, and they always say, "Yeah, go longer." Well, of course, the ones who respond want to hear.
That's a good point.
So now that being said, Dave, I enjoy your show, whether it's a half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour, and so just keep going with the length that makes sense for you, right? From that standpoint, you did a short one the other day, and it's like, oh, okay, I'll move on to the next podcast when I'm done. So,
and the next one's going to be probably, so you can see this is where I pasted in all the answers, and it was just, you know, I had 103 people. So, you know.
Yeah, I think
so
those here, verbatims are what's key is when they give you, when they write stuff in, that's some really good stuff there.
And I can see all the different, you know, some people use Dog Catcher, some people use Galaxy Note 2. You know, I asked them how they were consuming the show. What I'm looking for is the one about male and female. Nope, driving in my car. So I was asking kind of how did you consume it and where. I still don't understand how to read this thing. I asked, what are your favorite parts of the show? And it looks like clips of Dave on other shows is the most popular, followed by the last 5 and 5, product reviews, interviews, because of my podcast stories, and last but not least, podcasting news. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out is like what's good. I would think the bigger the graph, the more important. Weighted rank, 5.2. I need to go back and read how to.
Yeah, you might want to because it seems to be the other way around. They've ranked it top to bottom. But go back to that stat again, real quick.
Yeah,
I would think I'm gonna do my own informal survey, podcasting news, because of my podcast. Yeah, I think. Based on, I would agree with this list, but reading it backwards. So, where podcasting news is the most important. That's why we listen, right?
Yeah, it is at the top. Then, it says rank now over here, weighted rank over here, rank 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So,
I mean, the Dave on other shows is great, but it just promotes other shows for the most part. Right. I mean, is it helpful? Oh, sure. If you're looking for other shows, but podcasting news is really, really helpful.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, but let me see here. Are you subscribed? How often do you listen to the show? Every week? How long do you listen? All the way, 77%, 22%, most of it, and then some of it less.
Again, that's weighted because of the most engaged.
Where's the female part? Maybe it's not as big. We're going to get here, and I'll be like, oh, I was wrong. I just remember, okay, there's my thing about I'm starting a new show. So it took me a while to copy and paste this stuff, but it wasn't that bad, and it saved me $200. So I'm like, all right. There we go. That's where I did. Yeah, 82% is male, 17% is female. And it used to be more like, 95% and 5%.
Good. I've been noticing a lot more gals in the podcasting community, which I think is good.
The only thing I'm kind of, I don't know that it's not a pet peeve. I don't look at women as like, your podcast is special because you're a woman. I think it's cool because we need more of you. But like Podcaster News has a whole thing where they spotlight women in podcasting. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How come we're not spotlighting men in podcasting then?
Because we get spotlighted all the time. It's just the way it is. Don't go down that road, Dave. Don't do it.
Yes. Ryan K. Parker is talking about I coined a phrase this weekend.
Oh, that was great.
Did you like that?
I laughed for about 20 minutes.
It is, of course, casturbation. And this is the act of A, speaking to hear your own voice and deliver no value of your to your audience, or B, doing things for your podcast that in the end, like I did a survey. I spent a lot of time on that survey. Why? Because I want it. That will directly, that's going to help line up what do I talk about first on the show. It helps me understand maybe, to a certain extent, how people, how long they like it. One of the questions I asked was, how would you describe this podcast to other people? That was a really cool one because I'm going to take all those phrases and redo the description of the School of Podcasting because it sounds weird. I'm going to put my about should be in the native tongue of my listener. So, people are talking about how it's always fun and energetic and blah, 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 and things like that. So I get involved with people that there's one, and there's it's a beautiful thing when you have somebody who's so passionate about, I can't wait to start my podcast, but they've got the cart like in another state. It's so far in front of the horse. and they're looking, and I'm like, oh, time out, hold on. And I keep saying, what is your show about? Tell me about your first episode. And I've got this, and I've already bought the ATR 2100. It's great. But I was looking at this other thing, and then I'm like, whoa, we checked off microphone. That one's done. Tell me about your first episode. Okay. And I was thinking about going to streaming and do that. And hold on. Tell me about your first episode. And they just, so I get that. And I was like, okay, you're doing all this activity, but you're not being productivity. If that's, you're not being productive. And I was like, so that's one. And then, I always try to bring Monday show. I did two things, and we'll talk about this anyway, but, Rob Walsh from Libsyn and myself got on Ringer this week to test it. And while he was on, we talked about Twitter bombing. And I then interviewed a Twitter bomber, which is really interesting. And so that's going to be Monday's show. And I was thinking about that today in the shower. And I'm like, what's the takeaway? What's the takeaway? Don't be a Twitter bomber. And I'm like, okay. What else is the audience going to take away? Well, they're going to learn numbers, are my numbers going to go up? And
they will.
Yeah,
it will for sure.
I was like, wow.
It does work. It does. It's effective. It works.
Yeah. If you want your numbers to go up. Now, if you want your audience to go up. Yeah.
For a certain period of time. Yeah. So are you getting real engagement?
Right. So that's the takeaway is, yes, you can get your numbers to go up, but you're not going to grow your audience. And there's a difference. So I was kind of like, so that's my whole thing is, I've heard, and I'm not naming names here, but I've heard other podcasters, because occasionally I'll just go into iTunes and do podcast roulette. I'm like, all right, let's pick a random thing and hit play. And, and I'll hear somebody start off and they'll be like, all right, welcome to the, whatever. This is the dancing beer show, blah, blah, blah. And it's Monday and not really sure what I'm going to talk about today, but want to get the show out. They're really striving to make sure they hit their weekly thing. And last night I was watching Revenge on ABC and you're like, isn't this the beer cast or, the whatever? And I'm like, so there's an example of somebody who is just, I need to get the show out. But then I'm like, all right, well, you're caster baiting. So
it's a good term.
Yeah. And I think this week I just kept coming across it. I'm like, yeah. Okay. And that's where we get into the, you don't want to should people, but I think there are best practices, and it's just hard to, kind of sit back and go, well, I understand where you're going, but let's go back to what your content is about.
Yeah. I always tend to think, your content will find you out. And so, karma has a way of, I think, coming back around. If you're out doing that stuff, I don't think, certainly guys like Leo Laporte did not start their networks on Twitter bombing, right? They did not start their networks on buying Facebook ads. I remember when that network started and it was word of mouth. Hey, have you heard? I mean, that news spread like wildfire in the tech arena. And he produces great content. Now that's, you may agree or disagree on that as well, but it's, he's been very successful. NPR has had that. They've been very successful. They didn't Twitter bomb. They didn't do that stuff. So, I still think success breeds success. And if you're gonna do this, you got to be good at it. And you gotta create a following. And by the way, there isn't always a magic formula for that. Sometimes you just get lucky.
Yeah.
Right, in the right place at the right time, doing the right stuff. So I read that article and it was, I think it was Byron
Brian Orr.
Brian Orr. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. He followed me on Twitter, and so I appreciate that. And a little connection back and forth. And by the way, I like the conversation on Twitter more than I like just Twitter. So that's I love talking to people on Twitter. But he wrote an article where he kind of confessed, hey, I did this. And he showed his numbers, and he came to some conclusions. And he wasn't judgmental. That was what I appreciated about it. It was not like you should or you shouldn't. It was like, here it is type thing. And
here's my numbers before. Here's my numbers during. Here's my numbers afterwards.
I did it. And I appreciated that. It was very transparent. We've been very negative about Twitter bombing over the last couple weeks. It would be easy to just go run and hide at this point if you've been doing it. He just kind of came out and said, hey, look, I thought it was going to be a good deal. It turned out maybe not so much. And, so it's, growth is still growth when it's organic and you have great content. So just work on that content, right? Get good stuff out there and be you, be yourself. And by the way, we all can't have there can't be, you know, let's just say there's 10,000 podcasts. There's way more than that. Let's just say there's 10,000. Only a small fraction of them can be serial. So we're all, no matter how hard we try, right, the market just can't absorb those kinds of numbers. So just kind of know where you're at in your audience and have fun doing it, and you know, do it for the reasons you want to do it, and then quit, like you just said, quit obsessing about it and do it, right? Just get out there and like you said, I mean, if we have one more conversation about microphones on Facebook, it's like, come on, guys, we've talked about this. Let's move on to what are we actually doing that's successful. I would love to see more conversations and not people asking. This is another question that gets asked on the Facebook group all the time. What are you doing for marketing? Well, there's lots of, how about people putting success stories in there where they've had successful marketing? And maybe that's on us. When I say us, I mean the podcasters, for those of us who are finding things successful, maybe we don't want to share them, right? Kind of deal. Because I don't necessarily see a lot of detailed, and there's some, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying nobody, all of a sudden now I'm going to get like a ton of emails with people, I said, okay, not saying that, I'm sure some of you are, but it would be great to get to the action of it, and how are we being successful doing this, or what kind of good content are we having, and just because you think it's good doesn't mean it's necessarily good either. So, you know, you got to kind of weigh that in.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I always kind of wonder, like, did you Google this at all? Because it's not like the answer's not out there.
No, I know. Well, I think there's too much information out there.
Yeah.
That's probably the problem. We went from having nothing to now everybody's got their, you know, now there are anti-ATR 2100. When we talk about microphones, there's, because it's the thing, right? Because now there's people, because there's always got to be someone, and I've been this way too. I'm a contrarian sometimes. There's always got to be somebody who fights for the underdog. You know, when the iPhone came out, I went with the Palm Pre. When, you know, I sometimes want to fight for the underdog.
Right.
And so I'm guilty. I'm kind of guilty of doing that as well. But Dave, I think there's too much information, and then I think some people just don't look. They jump in that group or in those groups, Facebook, Google, whatever it might be. They just jump in and they're like, I just want the information right now. Or I want the discussion. Man, there's been some heated discussions on the Facebook group as of late. Wow.
Yeah.
Those have gotten, man, it's, I think we've reached that critical mass in those groups now where that's going to start happening. You know, maybe the camps are dividing, and you know, I know this, where two or more are gathered, conflict is there. So it's one of those kinds of things that gotten a little heated. It's got a little heated in those groups.
Yeah. I see. Here's a great question. So a podcast like that every now and then can be helpful. Don't go where? Well,
that's back to my comment when I said, don't go there, Dave. I think that was that when you were talking about,
Okay. I'm going to hold this up to the screen. This is Ringer. And as you can see, there's nothing to it. It's an app for the iPhone. I was kind of disappointed because originally I thought this was going to be a and if I were to say here, I want to add a call, I add somebody's email, and I basically, what it does is, what does it ask for here? Their email, the date when I want to call them, and then a message, and I send email invite. And you actually get an email with a code on it. When you click on the code, you launch the Ringer app. So step one, install the free Ringer app. And it takes you right to Ringer. And if your friend is there, it comes on and says, you're being recorded. And if you're the person that started the call, it says, recording in 3, 2, 1, and it goes. And then you have a stop button. That is it. There's almost no settings to this thing. And I tried it. Rob and I, when it first came out, Rob from Libsyn, he's like, hey, let's be Ringer buddies. And I'm like, all right, cool. I get out of work at 5. So we do. I sent him a thing. And when I went to do it, either he couldn't connect or something, but it crashed and burned. Oh, what it was is we connected, and then my phone went to the, like, What do you call it when your phone goes to the black screen, the non-active, you know,
sleep,
I guess, whatever, you know, usually it's there, but I'm looking at it.
Yeah. It just goes into power save mode, yeah, or whatever.
And in the process, it killed the call, I think.
Oh.
And so then Rob called me back, and I just sat there and kept, you know, touching the phone, so it didn't do that, basically. But it worked fine. It it kicks out a file that's 128 stereo, sampled not at 44.1, though. That's the one that I went, really? 22, whatever half of 44.1 is. Sounded okay, and I'll be talking about that in the future on the School of Podcasting. But for now, assuming, now they did say, look, this is brand new, you're going to find bugs, so don't be calling your most important person in the world on this. But, you know, if you have somebody who has a phone, you know, and they're not very techy, this would be a solution because, you know, the only thing is I was, both Rob and I were not using our phone. I'm plugging it in via my iRig, and Rob was trying to use some sort of iRig, but it only recognized the earphone kind of jack or the phone. And Rob was trying to go in via the whatever lightning bolt thing to his, he had some sort of iRig microphone. So it was interesting. And we'll see how that goes. There's a lot of these now coming out. One is called ClearPod. No, I saw like three of them this week that came out. One, and I'm kind of, this kind of bums me out when people do that. They're like, hey, we have this new service for you, blah, blah, blah. Come over here to sign up. And I did. And then the system isn't ready yet. PodClear. I believe it's just PodClear.com. And here again, from what I saw, it looks like a web-based, because I thought it was going to be a thing where you like log into a website, they log into the website, and off you go. But yeah, and PodClear actually has pricing. If you do two sessions per month, 6 months of storage, two remote guests, $8 a month. You know, $12 a month for four sessions a month. So if you do like a weekly, and you can have up to unlimited remote guests. So, and I'm like, okay, cool. Sign me up. I want to kick the tire. It's not working yet. So you have my email address, and you've given me nothing in return for it. I was not happy with the PodClear people. I'm like, if you, you know, yes, I'm, you know, because the email that I got sent made it sound like it was running, not sign up to be notified when it's running. I'm like, okay. So I've kind of, I've emailed them back and forth, and we'll see. But it's going to be, you know, people are trying to make recording interviews a little easier. And I see the chat room is exploding.
Oh yeah, they're getting crazy out there. It's good.
Yeah, what's going on? Am I missing anything?
No, we're just talking about search. There's been some questions about. I mentioned it's easy to search Facebook in the groups. Mm. You just go out to a group. I'll pull up the podcasters group. It's one of the ones I follow a lot in. I write a lot of posts and then erase them when I'm out there. But if you go to your group and look in the upper right hand corner, it says search this group. And if we go up there and type in ATR, I know I'm not showing you this, but if you go, well, maybe that doesn't work as well as I thought. Hold on. Let's see here. I typed in ATR 2100. It says it can't find any search results. Maybe that search is just on people. Micro. Yeah, microphones. I may have to retract. Dave, oh, I might have to retract on that. Uh-oh. It's not as helpful as I thought. I had searched on this the other day and it had done something around.
Maybe why that's why we're getting the 400 thread on.
Exactly. Maybe that's not, maybe that search doesn't work. It seems to work pretty well for people if you're searching for people in there, which would make sense. But if I type in, let's do one more. We'll do audio, AUDIO, Technica, CA. Yeah, boy, that's a bust. Okay, I'll retract. I'm good. I'm big at this. I'll retract. Sorry, Facebook community people, the search doesn't work on Facebook. There is a search button up there, and I thought I'd searched by topic before, but I guess not. When you go to the podcasters group and I searched on ATR 2100 or Audio Technica or microphone, I get nothing. If I search by, let's search by Dave Jackson. If I put in Dave J-A-C-K, so when, if I put in Dave Jackson, it finds all the posts with Dave Jackson in it. So there you go. That's the beauty.
So if you're looking for a person, it'll find them. If you're looking for
finding people where you've posted, it appears. I haven't done a scientific survey on this, and I might even be hesitant to say that's actually working. But so maybe, yeah, I'll go back on that.
I know WordPress search is horrible.
Yeah, you know, you'd think that would. I'm pretty sure I've checked that before. Yeah, I don't know, maybe the chat room's
maybe got they some, changed it.
Yeah, Eileen says Facebook search is the worst. I could have swore I've used that before, maybe not.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she says the other problem is that people don't even know it's there. Yeah, it is kind of hidden.
That is true.
Yeah. It is kind of hidden up there. So, yeah, well, okay. I shall have been retracted.
Well, we'll go ahead. Man, that went quick today.
I know.
Really, really fast.
It really does.
Because I have it muted. I'm like, why don't I hear that? As we head out the door, I know this Monday, Cleveland Podcasters Meetup. Jim?
Omaha Podcasters Meetup as well, Monday the 26th here in Omaha. Let me know if you are in the Omaha area and like to attend.
I might actually have somebody coming from Indiana. She's going to drive 4 hours. And I was like, you know, if you want, we could probably pull you in on a hangout or something. I'm like, she's like, no, I want to come in person. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's awesome. And we're going to be talking about how to actually do what we just did. Use Facebook to search and Google Plus and communities and taking notes to find out what should my next topic be. And another one, I'll throw this one out. I just actually got my email. What is the name of this website? It is Sway. S-W-A-Y-Y. So it's sway.co is a website. You kind of go in. You know, it's been so long since I started up with this thing. I think you go in and you tell it what topics you're looking for, and it goes out and scours the internet and sends you an email every day that says, here's some things you might want to talk about. Yeah, so Sway analyzes your data inventory and user behavior to, yeah, it looks at your Twitter feed and then says, here's what other people might like in your Twitter thing. It's free. And I wouldn't say it's, you know, in terms of really like wow kind of stuff, but it has given me the occasional article and it takes two clicks. So anyway, thanks to the chat room. Join us every Saturday, askthepodcastcoach.com/live. We'll see you next week with another episode of Ask the Podcast Coach.